Well, now on Books and Arts, it's time for Top Shelf. Sophie Laguna writes books for children, for young adults and for adults. She won the 2015 Miles Franklin Award for her novel The Eye of the Sheep, and her latest one is called The Choke. This is about a young girl surrounded by violent and unstable men. Sophie Laguna tells us what's on her top shelf.
I'll never swim Kern River again. It was there that I met her. It was there that I lost my best friend.
Kern River is a song written and sung by Merle Haggard, a very famous American country western singer who recently passed away. And actually, in my last novel, I refer to Merle Haggard's music all the way through the narrative, because for me, Merle Haggard has been... he's helped me through heartbreak, and he is so soothing. His lyrics are deceptively simple. You could only write lyrics like that if you grew up in the time in American history that he did, living in the towns that he did, with the kind of wild life that he lived. And Kern River describes the loss of a friend. She was drowned in this mythical Kern River. He describes it as a mean piece of water, which I find very evocative, very simple. Only he could describe it that way, use the word mean in that way, but deeply affecting.
And I may cross on the highway, but I'll never swim Kern River again.
My second top shelf, I'm going to go now for a book by Helen Garner called Everywhere I Look, a collection of her essays. I read the book very recently, and I was so impressed, and I learned about writing. I learned about the craft of writing. Helen is a master at the craft of putting words together on the page and using rhythm and character and even punctuation in the most detailed and affecting way. I was so moved, unexpectedly moved, by essays about Jane Austen, about a school teacher she once had as a girl, about aging. She's so honest, the writing is so fresh, and she's so mature at the same time, and I just loved it.
Purple eyes in the canyon, that's where I long to be with my three good companions, just my rifle, pony, and me gonna hang.
My third top shelf item is another song, My Rifle, My Pony and Me. And I first heard Dean Martin sing this song in season 4 of The Sopranos. And the way the song was placed was so poignant and so powerful. Tony Soprano smokes a cigar as his beloved racehorse in terrible pain on the stable floor is dying, and a sheep enters the stable. So images of purity and innocence juxtaposed with Tony's corrupt soul smoking the cigar and suffering, and then this song. I don't know if it brought me to tears, but I quickly went and sourced the song and found that it was from the soundtrack to Rio Bravo. And I watched that film clip, Dean Martin, Ricky Nelson and Walter Brennan, over and over in my strangely obsessive way. And it's very difficult to identify why I'm so moved by it. Perhaps nobody else would be. I mean, Dean Martin's a wonderful crooner. But I think if you can't articulate why something moves you, it makes it more powerful. It means you're being affected on a number of levels and you can't even find the words for why.
Oh, my rifle, my pony.
Number 4 is I Capture the Castle, a novel first released in 1949 by Dodie Smith, an English writer. And the novel is told through the eyes of Cassandra Mortmain. Cassandra is the 17-year-old daughter of a novelist who was once successful but hasn't written for some time. They live in a rundown castle. Cassandra writes everything that happens down to her in a journal, and that's the novel is made up of a series of journal entries. Cassandra, as I said, is 17 and she's never been in love before. I suppose it's a coming-of-age novel. I was a girl who inhabited the pages of diaries from the age of 7 and experienced everything through journals, and just like Cassandra was trying to capture my world on the pages of journals. So, but I loved the eccentricities of the family, and there's a great romance. At the centre of the novel is a love story, so it's also the story of a writer. So my fifth top shelf item is a 1992 novel by Patrick McCabe, the Irish writer, and it was called The Butcher Boy. Interesting, when I looked online, when I put those words, The Butcher Boy, into my search engine, all that came up were film references, which I think is a great shame because, well, it was obviously very well received. It was shortlisted for the Booker Prize that year, but it is the most powerful, wonderful musical novel. It describes madness, you know, like my books, it describes the world through the eyes of a child. So it has child's sort of logic. It's manic. It's dark. It tells the story of Frankie Brady, who goes on to commit a horrendous crime. It's blackly funny. It's full of pathos. As Patrick is so typical, I think, of so much Irish writing. I said before it was musical. It's something about the way the writer relishes language, relishes character. And when I read it, it was one of those books that made me see what might be possible, how mad you could be, how irreverent, how darkly playful, how many rules there were not to have to live by in your fiction. And I thought it was wonderful.
Sophie Laguna with her top shelf, and she sure loves those country songs. Her latest novel is called The Choke, and it's published by Allen and Unwin.